On Trinity College Week, does your brain speak in music? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dan Lloyd, professor of philosophy, discusses how repetition is shared between the language of music and our brains.
Analogies are tricky when it comes to the brain. The brain is like a biological computer. Not a bad analogy to start with, since what we do with brains is not altogether unlike what we do with computers. This leads to the next question. Computers come with programming languages, so what language encodes the brain's many programs? Is it like Java or Python or maybe English or Chinese? The tricky part is that the language analogy leads us to overlook the many ways brain processing is not like language at all. For example, the stream of perceptual experience involves a great deal of repetition. Think of how your glances of the scene around you keep returning to the same points, checking for changes and orienting new information to the framework of the old. Memory, too. How much of what passes through the mind is repetition and rehearsal, both of what happened and what you expect to happen over seconds, minutes, and days? The languages we speak and use to program our computers are not nearly so loopy. But there is something very familiar to us all that shares in the repetitivity of thought, and that is music. Maybe the basic operations of the brain are really like musical improvisations and performances, with all the repetition that is typical of music at the level of notes, motifs, phrases, refrains, themes, and variations. In my research, I explore this outlandish idea that we should turn to music for our best-fit description of brain processing. Taking off from brain imaging data, those orange blobs we know from magazine articles about the brain, I ask whether we can apply notions of scale, harmony, rhythm, and so on. In short, I'm looking into the possibility that at the neural level, each of us is a symphony.
That was Daniel Lloyd of Trinity College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.